Today from the Ohio Newsroom, skating through America's heartland. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. On the streets of Cleveland, rollerbladers do their best tricks down a steep handrail. At a Columbus skate park, unicyclists roll down a ramp. And tucked away in the Appalachian Hills, skateboarders flock to a graffiti-covered skate park of world renown. Ohio author Mandy Shinara wheels us to these spots in their new book, Midwest Shreds, which explores how the so-called flyover states are building skate culture. Mandy is here to talk about that culture in Ohio. Hi, Mandy.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yep, thank you so much for joining us today. I know when people think of skate culture, their minds often travel to the West Coast or to California. Why should we think of the Midwest instead?
Rollerblades were invented in Minnesota by a hockey player who wanted to, an ice hockey player, who wanted to practice off skates in the warmer seasons. There's a family-owned skate, roller skate manufacturer that has been in business for nearly 80 years at this point. The Chicago Roller Skate Company, which manufactured all these early roller skates, and we still use a lot of their patents and designs today. The Midwest was building skates, and if it hadn't been for all that manufacturing and that innovation and the invention of these things like polyurethane wheels, for example, that were later used by skateboarders in California to affix to planks of wood that became what we now know as skateboards today, none of that on the West Coast would have existed without the Midwest. And you don't have to go across the country to find a good skate park. We have hundreds, so many skate parks here that are fantastic to shred.
Absolutely. And one that stood out to me from the book is in Southeast Ohio. The Anarchist Skatopia Park has become, as you put it, like a UNESCO World Heritage Site for skateboarders. Tell us a little bit about the history of that park and what makes it so special.
Yeah, so Skatopia is in Rutland, Ohio, which is rural Appalachian Ohio in the southeast part of the state. And it was started by a now retired former pro skateboarder Bruce Martin. And he always, before Skatopia, rented property. And the landlords didn't like when he would build these massive ramps and throw these wild parties. And so he decided to build his personal skate utopia. It's entirely volunteer built. And so the skaters make it what they want it to be. They're not appealing to the local government and working with professional skate park architects to say, oh, we want a flow bowl or we want a 12 stair. They're just doing it themselves.
So I'm actually a roller skater myself. I actually just purchased a new pair of quads to take to the skate park. You started your skating journey in Columbus. Where is your favorite place to skate in Ohio?
I have a soft spot for Skate Naked, which is the city's only indoor skate park, because that's where I first learned. I just fell in love with the place. It's gritty, it's gross. You leave with a thick coat of black grime under your nails. It is, to me, the epitome of Midwestern DIY gritty ethos. And it just goes to show that as a people and as a culture, if Midwesterners want something, they'll make it happen. And it may look scrappy, but it will get the job done every time.
That's Mandy Shinara, author of Midwest Shreds. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you Monday.